the Natural Resources Conservation Service made the announcement that using funding from the Inflation Reduction Act, we selected a number of projects for conservation easements across the country, and we're very excited about the projects that were selected and moving forward. They're all over the country, and funding for the Inflation Reduction Act increases next year, so we're very excited to share the good news.
Great. And I understand as far as the Natural Resources Conservation Service is concerned, a lot of this has to do with one of their major programs, the ACEP, as many of us know as, but the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. ACEP has two components. One is for wetland conversion. So if a farmer has an old wetland that they've been farming for years, maybe they put tile under the wetland to drain it, and it's the tile's broken, it's a problem, they don't want to deal with it anymore, they can carve that piece out, and NRCS will put an easement on it and restore the wetland so the farmer doesn't have to deal with it anymore. There's the other component is the ag land easements, and those are basically whole farm easements where NRCS and an entity, say a land trust or something, buy the development rights for the whole farm. So the farmer receives a check, compensation payment for the purchase of the development rights.
And, you know, it's like anything else. All of these projects are very important across the entire nation. I know here specifically in the Southeast, there are certain programs that have been highlighted just for Florida, one for Georgia, one for both Alabama and Georgia. These are programs that are going to do what? What are you all hoping to encompass once this is all done?
Well, the Inflation Reduction Act funding was very targeted towards funding projects that would have a positive impact on climate change. So when you plant more plants, whether it's farming or if it's permanent vegetation, plants naturally sequester carbon. They take carbon dioxide out of the air and create oxygen. So when you're planting things like hardwood trees or pine trees especially, they obviously sequester more carbon. So the Southeast is prime for a lot of carbon sequestration type projects because there's lots of moisture and lots of opportunity to plant trees and other perennial vegetation.
Good deal. Well, Carrie, I guess really kind of in closing, I realize that you all have signed up from time to time. ACEP, like all of your other programs, are on a continuous basis, but you really like for them to concentrate on this one and get into their offices as soon as they can.
I do. It's one thing to sign a piece of paper and you have an application, but then what happens is NRCS, their field employees are going to, in the local offices, will come out to your property and look at what you're offering and have a conversation with you and provide recommendations and talk about it, whether it's a good fit, whether it qualifies, or they may have suggestions for other programs. We have other non-easement program opportunities available through NRCS also. So just stop by the local office.